We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of more than 20 books, including The Supremacists, an important new book that uncovers the danger of activist judges and how they rewrite laws with no regard for the Constitution. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Contrary to what the media are trying to tell us, the 2006 election results cannot be read as a demand for open borders, same-sex marriage, higher taxes, free trade, or bigger government. The election was a referendum on George W. Bush and his handling of the war, illegal aliens, spending, and his failure to remember who elected him. Let's look at significant conservative victories on November 7th. Seven states passed marriage amendments. Tennessee with 81%, South Carolina with 78%, Idaho with 63%, Virginia with 57%, and South Dakota with 52%. Wisconsin, where the gays thought they had their best chance, easily passed its state marriage amendment by 59%. Colorado passed a traditional marriage amendment by 56%. We now have 27 states that have passed state marriage constitutional amendments with an average majority of about 70%. Arizona overwhelmingly passed three amendments to limit taxpayer benefits to illegal aliens. By 74%, Arizona also passed an amendment to make English the official language, with half of Hispanic voters approving it. Eight states passed eminent domain initiatives to mitigate the damage done by the Supreme Court supremacist decision in Kelo versus City of New London. The biggest congressional losers in the November election were the so-called Republican moderates. They are called RINOs. That stands for Republicans in name only. Pro-family conservatives should reassert the integrity of their principled movement, rejecting all temptations to be the Bush Party or the party of big business. Conservatives should reclaim their majority in the Republican Party by outnumbering and outsmarting the false prophets of RINO politics.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. If you also believe immigrants to the U.S. should come here legally, be free from disease, learn English, obey our laws, and respect their visas, then write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. For more about immigration, that's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, a man who says growing old is inevitable. Growing up is optional.
I should feel good.
Derry Brownfield!
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. I have received, I don't know how many different emails from people. Here's one. Derry, I don't know, or it's to Beth. Everybody writes to Beth. I don't know if Derry knows about it, but I heard on BBC broadcast on Monday that the bee population in Florida and California and other southern states is totally disappearing. 90% of some hives have been lost. This is causing great concerns with pollination of the orange groves. This will affect the harvest next fall, prices, and the question mark. Now, I did a little research on this, and they're calling this CCD, which stands for Colony Collapse Disorder. Nobody knows really what it is. And they have experts working on this literally all over the world, not just here in the United States. And it's happening literally all over the world. They tell us that in Spain, hundreds of thousands of colonies have been lost. And beekeepers in northern Croatia estimated that 5 million bees died in just 48 hours last week. In Poland, beekeepers associations have estimated that up to 40% of the bees were wiped out last year. Greece, Switzerland, Italy, Portugal, and Germany have also reported heavy losses. So we see that there apparently is a serious problem in the bee industry. Now you say, oh, I don't care, I don't eat honey anyway. It's not a matter of the honey that bees produce. Bees are kept primarily for pollination. In other words, the big beekeepers send bees out into the alfalfa fields when they're blooming to make sure the alfalfa pollinates. They send them to the almond groves to make sure the almonds pollinate. They send them to many, many other areas. In fact, they tell us that there's about 13... I don't remember, it's 1,300 or 13,000, and I can't find it in my notes. Okay, it's 130,000. There we go. It's 130,000 plants for which bees are essential to pollinate, such as melons and pumpkins and raspberries and all kind of fruit trees, as well as clover, et cetera, et cetera. And German professors and other professors all over the country are working on this. Now, pollination isn't confined to bees. There's birds and there's bats and there's other insects that do the same thing. But bees are the mainest ones because they can be handled. They're kept in beehives and they can move the beehives around. I was out west one time and I saw a whole truckload of beehives just going down the road. I mean, they move them around all of the time, but it's kind of interesting to see that because you don't normally expect to see bees being transported like that. But anyway, They tell us that honeybees pollinate more than 90 commercially grown crops. And here's another comment that I'm not familiar with. I don't know how they came, why, but they said the honeybees had to be imported from outside North America last year for the first time since 1922. I wondered why they did it in 1922. But anyway, they say that three-quarters of all of our flowering plants rely on pollination for fertilization, and that includes many of our food crops. And so it goes. Now, apparently, these bees, I see different reports on this. Some of the information tells me that these bees just disappear after they start to fly. In other words, one article goes in to say that whatever kills the bees targets adult workers which die outside the colony. The disorder disseminates the worker bee population in a matter of weeks. So they say that the bees just fly off, don't come back. They don't know whether they are exhausted, whether they are disoriented, but they fly off to gather nectar and pollen and never show back up at the hive. Almond growers in California are pledging funds to help identify the fight for the honeybee disorder. Apparently, all almond growers rely totally upon honeybees. Now, here again, we get difference of opinion as to what this disease, how it operates. The first case came at the end of 2006, right? Well, maybe not, because another article says it's not a sudden problem. It has been happening for a few years now. 5 years ago in Germany, there were 1 million hives. Now there are less than 800,000. Another article says from 1971 to the year 2006, approximately one half of the U.S. honeybee colony has vanished. Then another article tells me that when they open the hives in the spring, they're not there. Now, the best I can remember from my old entomology courses is that honeybees fly anytime the temperature gets around 40 degrees Fahrenheit. So in the wintertime, if you get a warm, sunny day and the inside of the hive warms up to 40 degrees, the bees fly outside so they can defecate and then come back in. And maybe they've gone out, as one of these articles say, they get disoriented. They don't know where they... I don't know. But if I did know, I would be a rich millionaire and even have money, because people are willing to pay a lot to find out exactly what's going on here in the bee industry. A Pennsylvania beekeeper, his name is David Hackenberg, he had 2,900 hives. It says 2,000 of those 2,900 hives just disappeared. That was a 60% loss so far. He said he'd never seen so many deserted hives that were also left alone by predator moths and beetles. In other words, what normally kills the bees hadn't bothered the hives. The bees just literally disappeared. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SolayWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com or call 312-224-2710, 312-224-2710.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
And we have returned. Our number's 1-800-973-3779. We had a caller has the answer to this. He says if we just had National Animal Identification in progress, each one of those bees would have a chip in it, and it would be easy to find them once they went out and searched for nectar and didn't get back. So, anyway, so much for that. Steve Schenck is standing by. Steve, I had a lot more information here, and Jeff said you're chomping at the bit. Hey, it's good to have you as a guest on the Common Sense Coalition.
Well, it's good to be associated with something that says common sense nowadays. It's kind of interesting. I had an interview, had a long discussion with a gal by the name of Linda Moulton Howe. She's an investigative reporter that has been digging deeply into the bee issues. And for those who are interested in this concept, if they have internet access, one of the best things to do is get on earthfiles.com. And there's a whole bunch of information there. But as you talked about this thing, one of the things that I found out is just absolutely phenomenal. You know, 30% of the food that we eat is directly attributed to bees. If they don't pollinate, we don't eat. The second 30% is secondarily. And here's the deal. You were talking about alfalfa being pollinated dairy.
Right.
Well, that's secondary because the cattle that provide us the dairy products and the meat have to eat the alfalfa. If that's not pollinated, that's secondary. It isn't there, and they don't eat, so we don't eat.
See, I looked at that a little differently, Steve. I thought, boy, this is going to be good for the beef industry because cattle eat grass, and grass pollinates itself. It's self-pollinating. Corn is self-pollinating. And if people don't have all these fruits and vegetables, hey, we'll make carnivores out of them.
Well, that's absolutely wonderful, except I got one problem with
What's
the self-pollinating
that?
Stuff, Derry. Have you ever heard of the Monsanto and Agricultural Department Terminator seed?
Oh, sure.
Well, guess what they have for Terminator seed? All the self-pollinating stuff.
Right.
So if you want to talk about control of the food supply, it's there. It's there now. But you're going to get a real laugh out of this, and I think that you probably already had it in your notes. But I was watching TV this morning, and our old buddy Al Gore, the one that is looking out for our lives, along with the rest of the stinking flaming liberals in the country, has an audience with some of the subdivisions of Congress, telling them how terrible global warming is.
Right.
Interesting thought. If they expect global warming to wipe out the population, it's going to take a few years to do it, isn't it?
You know, I kind of look forward to global warming. I never did like these cold winters. But, hey, let's take a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition. Our number, 1-800-973-3779, and your calls are welcome.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
4-6. And we have returned. I have Steve Schenck with me with eFoodsDirect.com. Steve, you mentioned something about Monsanto a while ago and some of the Terminator seeds. You know, some of these genetically modified crops have pesticides built right into them.
That's
and they
right.
think maybe some of that's causing some of this bee problem.
Absolutely. What's happening is that it's set up, they genetically alter them. And as a result, when the bees pollinate them, they're actually taking the stuff back to the hive. And you mentioned earlier in your discussion that a lot of these vermin that usually attack the bees aren't even present. Here's another thing. Once the bees vacate, usually the cleanup crew comes in. The wax moths and some of these come in, and they actually live on what's left over. They eat up the extra pollen, the old honey, they eat out the wax, and those critters are avoiding these hives. The hives sit there just like a ghost town, and they have no skeletons in them, but there's nothing there, which is evidence of the fact that we have a situation where very literally whatever is getting at the bees is hostile and very, very resistant to any of the cleanup crew that normally would come in and take out the stuff. Now, when you take into consideration that 30% or one-third of our food is directly resultant from pollination, another third of our food is directly or secondarily resultant from pollination. So that's two-thirds of our food, and then the only thing that we're left with is just some of the grains and things like that that are self-pollinating, and they have been dealt with from the standpoint of the terminator seed and hybridization.
Well, all grass is self-pollinating. See, corn is a grass.
That's right.
And corn pollinates itself. Yeah, go ahead.
And the thing is that if you get some of this terminator seed that's pollinating next to a heritage seed plot, pretty soon everything is terminator. But we've got an interesting situation. I remember I mentioned Mr. Gore, and he has audience with the Senate subcommittee about global warming.
Yeah, I remember him when he invented the Internet.
Yeah, I understand. Anyway, Einstein made an interesting statement several years ago. He says, if the bees disappear, the human race 4 years later will be completely gone from the face of the earth. 80% of the bee population, as they're opening up these hives, has disappeared. Now, whether it's the fact that they lose navigation as a result of microwave flux within the environment, whether it's a result of the pesticides built into these genetically altered plants, the fact is that there are many people who consider the bee a weather vane of our immune system. Very similarly, they're comparing it to the canary in the coal mines. If you're familiar with that, I know you're old enough for that. I am. But maybe some of your listeners aren't. The canary in the coal mine, back before they had electronic sensors to determine poisonous gases, they'd take a little cage and they'd take a canary. Canaries have a tendency to be less resilient with regard to the poison gases than humans are. So in other words, they respond more quickly. And they'd keep an eye on that canary in the cage. And when that little bugger fell off its perch, guess what happened? They got the heck out of the cage. Many people are considering the bee our canary in the cage. Because here's an interesting thing that many of your listeners may not know. You know that the J. Michael Stevens Group, eFoods Direct, works a great deal with putting in food supplies for families. We never ship honey or sweetener to the families. We tell them to get their honey locally because the bees put in antibodies to protect the hives for whatever local viruses and bacteria and things like that could attack us. So if people will get their honey, all the old wives' tales and all of the old home remedies always have honey in it. But it's local honey because the bees literally put in antibodies to protect themselves and inadvertently us from whatever's around. In fact, a lot of times if people have severe allergies, if they have breathing problems, if they can go out into their local area, if they can get honeycomb from a beekeeper that hasn't pulled all of centrifugalized all of his honey out of the comb. If they can get the honeycomb, and they can take a cracker and put about a tablespoon of that honeycomb on that cracker, oftentimes it'll clear up their breathing reaction very, very quickly. There's something in the pollen that is extremely helpful to humans. There is something called propolis, which is virtually a natural antibiotic. That if you have a sore throat, if you can get some bee propolis with some of the beekeepers and things collect, you can knock that sore throat out in a New York second.
You know, there for a while we advertised a product called Bee Alive.
That's right.
That is made from the royal jelly.
Yep.
that the bees feed the queen in the beehive, and. Apparently it works. Hey, let's take a break. We're going to do that. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition. Our number here is 1-800-973-3779. If you're going to get in touch with Steve Shank,
His number at eFoods Direct is 1-800-409-5633. That's 409-5633. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Is the Derry Bromfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Would you drop your kids off on the most dangerous street in town and tell them, "Have fun, see you in a few hours"? Of course not. So, why do you leave them unprotected on the internet? Affinity 4's filtered internet and web accelerator make it safer and faster to log on anytime. For $9.95 a month, your family can access the web and help change lives. How? Affinity 4 gives 10% of your monthly bill to a charity you choose. It's given over $70 million to help charities around the world. Now you can have peace of mind and affordable, faster internet. Get Affinity 4's unlimited internet service for $9.95 per month, $14 less than AOL.
Call Affinity 4 and start saving today. Toll free at 1-800-311-2648. That's 1-800-311-2648.
If you're one of the 40 million without health insurance and are worried about health care, then you should know about Qualified Health. Qualified Health is a nationwide non-insurance medical savings program that covers you and your family for less than $3 a day. Everyone qualifies, regardless of your current health condition. As a member, your bills will be a fraction of what they may have been. You'll save on doctor visits, surgery, hospital stays, dental, vision, lab work, prescriptions, and have access to one of the largest health care networks in the country. To sign up or learn more about how you can save hundreds, if not thousands, of dollars on your health care every year, call Qualified Health. Call 888-414-1998. That's 888-414-1998. Qualified Health membership is satisfaction guaranteed, and you may cancel at any time. $3 a day is a small price to pay for peace of mind. So if you don't have insurance or you're underinsured, call Qualified Health now. Call 888-414-1998. That's 888-414-1998.
Derry gets letters, and here are a few that sing high praises for Derry's monthly newsletter, the Common Sense Chronicle. Hi, Derry. I religiously keep up with your information ever since a coworker gave me a copy of your Common Sense Chronicle a few years ago. Young and aware, thanks for keeping us informed. Brad in Oregon. Here's another. Derry, loved your report on the proposed cattle identification program. I couldn't agree with you more, as just another way for Big Brother to nose into our affairs. Keep up the good work. You're an all right guy, Derry Brownfield. Signed, Stephen B. in Maysville, Missouri. And finally, I just wanted to let you know that your newsletter does make a difference and say thank you for bringing some common sense to a world that at many times seems to be seriously lacking it. Lisa in Illinois. Derry's monthly newsletter is just $24.95 for an annual subscription. Send $24.95 check, cash, or money order to P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show, the man who asks, why does government get praise for solving problems that it created in the first place? Derry Brownfield!
And we have returned. We're visiting today with Steve Shank with eFoods Direct. We're talking about this bee situation, which apparently is pretty serious on a worldwide basis. Steve, I was just sitting here thinking. I remember I've kind of studied the honeybee situation over the years. You know, there were no honeybees. Now, there were bees, bumblebees and other bees. But there were no honeybees here on the on this entire continent until Christopher Columbus arrived. So all the bees we have here have been imported, at least our ancestors have been imported into this nation, into this part of the world.
That's true. And the interesting thing is we were covering just before this break all of the sources for health-giving nutrition and immune deficiency adjustments that the bees provide us. The interesting thing with propolis, for example, is that it boosts the immune system and enables us to be safe from disease. Now, that means that the bee, very literally, as many have pointed out, can be our canary in the cage. And as their immune systems are depleting, one of the things that they're finding when they get into these hives is that there are about 20 times more viruses and bacteria and health-threatening type of conditions in those hives than would be normal, which means that the immune system of the bee is being destroyed, probably by the genetically altered food, possibly by some of the nicotine-based pesticides that they're using. Nicotine has a tendency to carry right straight into the system. If you don't believe it, just check out the nicotine patches that are being advertised where they go in through the skin and give people a jolt of nicotine.
You know, nicotine sulfate, isn't that black leaf 40?
Yeah, it's pretty darn close.
I think it is. I think the old-timers used, in fact, you can't get black leaf 40 anymore. They don't make it, kind of like DDT.
Yeah.
But it black leaf 40 was nicotine sulfate. And you know the old-timers, they used to feed their horses tobacco leaves because it would worm them. I mean, nicotine's pretty good stuff if you use it the right way.
Yeah, if it's used the right way. On the other hand, remember we said earlier that Einstein made the statement that within 4 years, human population on the face of the earth would go if the bee disappeared? Now, I've got a recommendation for an award, if we come up with it, for Idiot of the Year. Okay?
Do I qualify?
And it has to go to multi-recipients because the Senate of the United States... Now, if your listeners have the image, this bee issue is more significant than all of the things that you and I have talked about over the last few programs, Derry, with regard to this disappearance of food on the planet. The honeybee, not just the honeybee, but all pollinators are of significance to the point where if you take all of the Chinese imports, if you take all of the animal tagging, all of the control mechanism, the droughts that are extant over the world, the fact that the planet didn't produce enough food for itself this last year, the fact that I think you mentioned on one of your programs that import something like 17 million critters just to feed our population because we're not growing enough beef, all of this kind of stuff. All of that put together, combined with regard to the threat to the food, is nothing compared to the pollinator or the bees disappearing, and 80% of those they say they're expecting to show up as disappeared. But what has our Senate done? The Senate gets the Idiot of the Year award. What they have done, they're listening to Mr. Gore talking about the warming of the planet, and yet they pass a stupid resolution to have a one-week pollinator week, okay?
What do you do on a one-week pollinator week?
Well, what you do is you bow your head, remember the bees, and say, as they used to say in the Roman Colosseum, we who are about to die salute you. That's about what you do with their stinking pollinator week. Now, not to be outdone, the Postal Service is really doing their part to protect us and save our lives worldwide. They are going to issue a series of stamps honoring the long gone and dead pollinators.
Which we can put
on our envelopes as we send out invitation to the funerals of our loved ones who starved to death. Now,
I thought you was going to say that we're going to honor, put Al Gore's picture on a stamp.
Hey, well, if they wanted a representative of the Idiot of the Year to represent the Senate, which is now, in my opinion, honored by that particular trophy, he could represent them, yes.
I watched him on television yesterday. He appeared before, I don't know if it was a House or Senate or who he was talking to.
I know.
But I didn't recognize him. He's gotten to be a fat boy.
Yeah, either that or he got a facelift.
No, he was fat. Looked to me like, I don't know.
I know. I don't know.
Let's go back to the bees. We've had one caller ask what I think is a pretty good question. Caller's not on, but this particular caller said, what about chemtrails? Do you think maybe that these chemtrails have some effect on the bee population?
Absolutely. Let me put it this way. We need to connect our immune system with the bee immune system. If the bees go, we go. If we go, the bees go.
I'll go, and if you go, you go.
Yeah. I love it. Anyway, what the consensus is, it's not one thing. If it was one thing, like that little mite that gets in their air passage and shuts them down, they could deal with that. The problem is that we are talking about a multifaceted, often referred to as a layered system, where it's like the old Tennessee Ernie Ford song, you know, if the right one don't get you, the left one will. You know, you load 16 tons of coal.
Right.
Well, the fact is that the chemtrails, the insecticides that are built into this genetically altered food, and by the way, folks, we have questions about genetically altered food all the time at eFoods Direct. You must avoid it, because those plants are having built-in insecticides and pesticides in them. If they kill off the immune system of the bees, guess what it's going to do to your system? With the chemtrails, with the genetically altered food, with the pesticides, nicotine base that are going in and carrying those chemicals into our bodies, look at all the immune deficiency diseases that we've developed over the last 20 years, Derry. It's just unbelievable. I have nurses call me at eFoods Direct all the time. Nurses and doctors, they're seeing people that in ages that should never, never be developing some of the diseases and illnesses that they're developing at their young ages. These young teenagers and things are having diseases developed connected with the immune system that shouldn't hit people until they're 70 and 80 years old. And it's all expedited. That's why the concept, the analogy of the canary in the cage, which was the weather vane for miners and coal mines to get the heck out, is right now our bee, the bee itself, is our canary in the cage. But there's one problem, Derry, and that's the fact that on my radio programs, your radio program, we have a lot of folks that are hearers of the word and not doers. It's not going to make one stinking bit of difference to any of your listeners out there or my listeners on my program if they gather all this information, wring their hands and say, oh my goodness, 80% of the bee population means 80% of our food is gone right now, and they don't do anything about it.
You know, you mentioned,
do not act. Knowledge is not power.
You mentioned the immune system, and you said, you know, young people are having immune system problems like when you're 75 or 80 years old. You shouldn't have immune system problems at 75 or 80 years old.
That's right. We shouldn't have any immune deficiency problems. And the other interesting thing, you see, all of these designer viruses that many of us are concerned about being developed by the World Health Organization, AIDS and all this kind of other stuff, all of these designer illnesses and viruses would have absolutely no effect. They couldn't have an effect if our immune systems were not compromised. You see, God did something that man can't do. He created the human body with an immune system that's capable of allowing us to walk through the valley of the shadow of death and literally fear no evil.
And let's take a break. We'll be back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them,
You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at StovesAndMoreOnline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
And we have returned. Let's go to the telephones. Don in Ohio. Hi, Don. You're on the air.
Hi, Derry. How are you today?
Good.
I wanted to point out something on the bees. I've noticed this over the past 5 years. In Ohio, we've got a pretty famous beekeeper down the road a bit from us who used to appear on the Johnny Carson show all the time. And I would buy royal jelly and bee pollen nuggets from him. And he even started remarking that the bee population was going down on an annual basis.
How long ago did he...
That work in gardens noticed that as well.
Yeah, how long ago did he start saying that?
It's been 10 years.
Yeah, one of these articles say it goes all the way back to 1971.
Yeah. I'm sure that the beekeepers probably noticed it before anybody else, but 5 years ago I started remarking it to everybody I knew, and it just started coming out within the last year.
Well, it's become more in the national news, I'd say, just recently. Wouldn't you, Steve?
Yeah, it really has. And again, a primary source for this is this little investigative reporter that I mentioned earlier on in the program, this Linda Moulton Howe. Phenomenal gal. I spent a good solid hour with her on the phone, and extremely knowledgeable in what she's doing. You see, the problem that we've got is that something like this, people generally don't connect the fact that the bee disappearing is going to directly affect whether they exist next week and next month.
And the news media, of course, the run-of-the-mill news media are talking about Mr. Gore and all this goofiness, and it's not newsworthy because no one connects it up. But the fact is that in her articles, caller, if you have website access, and for the callers that do, let me repeat that, earthfiles.com. Her name is Linda Moulton Howe. She has several articles repeatedly, and they're current. I mean, they're in the last few days where you can read up on what's going on. But the bottom line is, since we started covering this, Derry, we've had callers from all over the country that are isolated. And one of the things, now, caller, tell me your name again. I apologize.
That's Don in Ohio.
Okay, hi, Don.
Hi.
Anyway, you talk about this one beekeeper that's a pretty large operation. One would think normally that the small bee operations that are isolated from the other big populations would probably be safe. It's not so. They're all going. They're opening up these hives. Now, we haven't opened up all the hives yet this year because we've got winter in some areas. And you have to have above 50 degrees before the hives can be opened safely. But the hives that they're opening are 80% gone.
Hey, let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Thirty-five years after abandoning the gold standard, the United States is now technically bankrupt. In fact, a recent Fed study now confirms the United States won't be able to pay its future obligations. Meanwhile, financial markets are up. Well, what's going on? A brand new CD from Swiss America will explain it all. Why trusting Wall Street hype is like trusting an emperor with no clothes. How backroom money manipulators have temporarily forced gold prices down, and why this presents such an excellent time to buy gold. This CD will explain the future of gold in 2007 and beyond, and how to seize this great opportunity. Just call 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-BUICOIN. When it comes to your financial future, don't follow the government lead. Instead, take the lead yourself. Just pick up the phone and dial 1-800-289-2646. Friends, for just $35 a year, you can get the most beautiful magazine in the West, The Paragon, the quarterly publication of the Paragon Foundation. Give it as a gift. Here's the executive director, G.B. Oliver.
It's so very difficult doing what we do, but yet it's the most worthwhile thing in the world. We have the most worthwhile job that we will ever have because I think the decisions we make and the progress we make right now are going to determine whether our children and grandchildren grow up in a free country or they grow up in servitude. Unfortunately, people don't get involved in it until somebody's got them by the throat and taken everything that they own away from them. So this Paragon Foundation is absolutely dedicated to protecting those rights and protecting those properties that you have. And I don't know of another organization across the country that offers some of the things that we offer. I'm proud of it.
So pick up the telephone and dial toll-free 1-877-847-3443 and join the Paragon Foundation today online at paragonfoundation.org. We're in the home stretch. Let's take one quick call from Lauren in Ohio. Hi, Lauren. You're on the air.
Hey there. How you doing?
Good.
I was just going to say, with respect to the bees, mycoplasma, it's being dropped on us. This is more biowarfare, and it's a combination of mycoplasma, fungal infection, and mites, vampire mites. So you just look on the back of a package of tetracycline, you know, for the pet animals, and boy, they sure know about mycoplasma, synovia, mycoplasma, galliceptosin, but they don't know anything about mycoplasma in humans. But the gist of it is you can dust your bee colonies with this tetracycline powder, and it tells you how to use it and everything on the package. But that's what's going on. We're actually having the globalists or whoever's doing this to us flying these planes and dropping this stuff on us, and this is another part of their strategy. But it can be handled, and it's, you know, that's all it is. It's not anything fancy. We actually had mycoplasma pneumonia. My chickens got the mycoplasma. They stopped laying. We took the tetracycline. We gave it to them. Boom. They were back to laying. Boom. We were, you know, it didn't clean us up. We had to do some other things to clean us up.
Okay, we're going to have to move on here. But for whatever it's worth, there are college professors and veterinarians and everybody all over the world is studying this. They're going through these bees that they can find, et cetera. They should be knowing if there is something in there. They found, I don't know how many different kinds of viruses and fungi, et cetera, that the dead bees have. But let's move along here very quickly. Steve, you haven't told us much about eFoods Direct and how people can get a hold of you at 1-800-409-5633.
Well, the reason for that is that we needed this background, Derry, and all of this stuff, you know, they're eventually going to find out what is causing this or all of the things that are causing this, but whatever happens, it's going to take them in terms of 2, 3, 4 years, maybe never, to figure out and start solving the problem so we can get the bee population back. But what's going to happen within the next 6 months, within the next year, is extreme and severe food shortages. And the whole point is, you know the old statement that knowledge is power. In your program, you work very, very hard to get people the knowledge of what's going on. And we've got a lot of people out there that take notes and they say, my gosh, that Derry Brownfield, boy, he lets us know what's going on. The Congress is doing this, and Al Gore is doing that, and this is happening to the bees. But you know, folks, that knowledge doesn't do one bit of good unless you act on it. And there's only one thing that I know of, Derry, that people can do right now. If we're going to have food shortages, and we already have them, but if this bee issue becomes one-fifth of what it's anticipated it will be, there will be no food. The only answer that the families have, you can't go out and get yourself a bee population and develop it overnight. It's just like trying to replace the dairy herds after they had the buyout. But the fact is that very simply, you got one choice. You decide how long you're going to need to provide for your family, and you put in that 1 year, 2 year, 3 years worth of food. Now, what you need to do is the experts of the task force, the Fearless Task Force at eFoods Direct. They aren't there to market you food. They're to save your lives. Call them at 800-409-5633. Whether you order through them or whether you find somebody else that you like better, at least get the information of how much to put in, what kind of food to put in, the warnings about not wasting your money on junk, because every resource that you have right now, every dollar, needs to get you the maximum amount of storable, nutritious food, because when this thing happens, and we're not talking about years from now, Derry, we're talking about potentially months, and right now we have shortages that people need to be aware of.
And you need to call Steve Shank at 1-800-409-5633 now. It's time for me to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near or far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that will cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails.
The clouds if we're together.
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails.
With